tomorrow with Tony Freeman. Wednesday, we've got the awesome Chip Littlejohn. Thursday, Hank and Kathleen Means will be the cornerstone of that, and they'll be bringing in different guests, and there's a lady that's really gifted in just energy and tension and all of that stuff. She's an emerald also in the business, and I can't remember her name, but I've heard her speak before. It's really good. Also, they're personal friends with our awesome Gary Samuelson, and he will be on occasionally. And then Friday will be Chris Bruce, and then Saturday, same time, won't be the same phone number. It'll be a Zoom call that we do. So we've got pretty much the same time every single day but Sunday. And again, Monday through Friday, just real easy. Just call a phone number and you're plugged in. And so anyway, I just got thinking, what can I talk about today that would just help you become really successful? And I just think, okay, fundamentals. What's the fundamentals? And I want to tell you a fascinating story that I think is just really, really powerful, how tiny things can change everything. And I got this from a book, and it's called Atomic Habits. And when I first saw the book, I thought, Atomic Habits. Well, I think of nuclear and atomic, like atomic submarines or atomic bombs, you know, huge amounts of limitless energy. But the other way to think of atomic is kind of how Gary Samuelson thinks about atomic. Atomic is teeny tiny. And that's kind of what this is, because the subtitle is Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. And it starts out with an interesting phrase, the aggregation of marginal gains. Marginal. That means, well, teeny tiny. And it talks about bicycles, of all things. And you can ride for fun, or you can be competitive, and you can also be competitive on the national level. And so British cycling was a joke up until the early 2000s. Let's kind of talk a little bit about that. For about 100 years, just every year, mediocre. So 100 years of mediocrity, I would say, not too exciting to kind of just emphasize that they won one gold medal since 1908 up until the early 2000s. One. Horrible. They had never won Tour de France in 110 years. You know, think about that. In fact, a lot of the income that's gained by clubs like bicycles or any other sports is gained by sponsorship. They, of course, didn't have anything. A bicycle company, they would not endorse or have sponsorship. They didn't want those people riding their bikes. It was just they were afraid it would hurt sales if other professionals saw the English using their gear. So it was just horrible. And then something happened. They hired this efficiency expert, and that was where that phrase came from, the aggregation of marginal gains. And the whole principle comes down, if you just break all the critical factors into teeny pieces, and then just try to optimize them. And his idea is, what if you could just look at everything that matters and improve it by 1%? And long story short, they looked at everything they could think of. And one of the things that comes to my mind was years ago, I was reading about just the little pulleys on derailleurs. And the first bike I bought was cheap. And the little derailleur pulleys, they were just nylon, and the bushing was just nylon, no bearings or anything like that. Well, they started making ceramic bearings, And so if you've ever got one of those little spinners, the ones that are expensive, they actually have ceramic bearings, and they're fascinating. I bought one just out of curiosity, and you can spin it, and it lasts, it'll spin for minutes. In fact, you can actually hold the spinner and then spin the inside little bearing, and that'll spin for maybe 10 seconds. It's just really something. And so they had this thing where they figured if you ride 20 miles or something like that, you'll increase the same amount of calories expended, will give you another couple hundred feet, you know, something like that. And so Valerie and I, a few years ago, we did the STP, Seattle to Portland. So it was 100 miles, 2 days in a row, something like that. And I thought, well, I've got to do some things. So I got ceramic bearings on my derailleurs and stuff. And that was kind of fun, just doing stuff like that. But anyway, what happened by doing all of the things that mattered? And you can think, well, what about the seat? What about the height adjustment? All of the geometry, different things as far as training. You could go into lots of detail and just improve everything just a little bit, measure it, and do it, and get it better. And long story short is they won an astounding 60% of the gold medals available year after year. It just changed everything. It's amazing. Tiny margins of improvement in everything that you do. So here's the fundamental takeaway is everything counts. Everything. Everything adds or subtracts to what you do. Such an important thing. Well, how does that apply to this business? And I think this is a note from the book. Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. Let me say that again. Habits. And everything we do, pretty much, if we do it again and again, pretty soon we get on autopilot and we don't consciously think about it. All of our lives, probably 80% of everything we do is a habit. And we can change your life by changing our habits because, again, habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. Well, let's turn it the other way around. Habits are the compound interest of failure as well. You know, think about this. If you save a little bit of money now, at that moment, you're not a millionaire. If you go to the gym, is that going to do anything? By itself, you might not notice anything. If you did it 3 days in a row, if you're still out of shape, you're still out of shape. Let's say you decide, okay, I'm going to learn to speak Spanish or Mandarin or whatever. You do that one time, you still haven't learned the language. So it's easy to kind of slip back down into previous routines. And I think this is a really good thing to talk about since this is the first of the year. But what if you do it again and again and again and again? Just this slight change in your daily habits can guide your life to a whole different destination. We've all heard the stories about the airplane that takes off, and if it maintained just one degree of difference, if you kept going that way without making corrections, you'd be way off of your intended destination. It's just huge. And so going back to this, you know, saying it another way, your outcome, it's just a lagging measure of your habits. So eventually what you get is what you repeat. And so I'm going to just read this out of the book. Time magnifies the margin between success and failure. Time magnifies the margin between success and failure. It will multiply whatever you feed it. Good habits make time your ally. Bad habits make time your enemy. So it is a wonderful and powerful change. Now, one of the things I love about this is there's another statement, I think. Change can take years before it happens all at once. Isn't that a fascinating idea? But when we think about just exactly what's going on here, it fits well into what you'll hear Robert Obelon say. Very often when he's speaking, he talks about, give me 2 years. Just give me 2 years. You know, anything worthwhile is hard, it seems. To the degree of difficulty, it just seems like easy doesn't pay very well. Average, that's not that big a thing. What you want to do is distinguish yourself by thinking, what do I really want to do with my life? Make a decision. And if you kind of thought, okay, I'm gonna start doing push-ups. And if you haven't done that for a long, long time, and you think, okay, I'm going to see how many I can do, it might be apparent pretty quick that you haven't done this for a while. But if you just do it and then just start doing that every day, it's just amazing things can happen. How does that happen? How does that work? Yeah. It's just what we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the task is less difficult, but our ability improves. Now, the thing I love about this business is so much of success is just these little things that you would think that by themselves don't count very much. But again, everything adds to or takes away. But by itself, you might not think about it. But what if you kind of look at the, okay, what's essential to make this business go? And it's simply talking to people. That's what it is. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and ultimately, success and failure comes down to talking to people, and it has to become a daily habit. And if it becomes a habit, where you're not thinking about it, gee, am I going to do this or not? You just automatically do it. You're picking up the phone, you're reaching out to people, and it just happens. And if you do that and do it day after day after day, you basically find more and more people. Now, one of the things that just happened to us is we had some new people we met at church that just moved in. And last summer, we invited them over to our house, and we just had a, you know, barbecue in the backyard and got to know them. And it was fun. They're good people, and not much came of it. However, he called me last week and said, "Hey, would you guys like to come over for dinner?" So we did, and anyway. His son-in-law is a medical doctor, and he's frustrated. He's brand new, and he owes, about $400,000 in school. He's working hard, and yet by himself, he just kind of mentioned, boy, some way to make residual income, he's looking. And also our friends, his wife, we found out, she's all messed up. And I know she's got leaky gut. We talked a little bit about that. So she's interested in trying some stuff. Met another lady there, too. And so that's a powerful thought right there. It's just, every day. Sometimes you don't notice it instantly, but it all adds up. And then you just reach out with the goal of just adding value to other people. Whether it's just a smile or a compliment or just making a friend, you can't have too many of those. And then just tracking people. Like, I think your real wealth and happiness in this world is the width and depth of the friendships you have. And just have the goal to just make as many friends as you can, add as much value, and then in a very comfortable way, just think, would this person be interested in what I have? And if you do it just in a way that let them know what you've got, not being pushy, but being enthused, and just letting them know that we've got something, And it's so easy to bring up. Just every day, reach out and talk to people. And I've reached out. In fact, I called a person. Haven't talked to them for about 10 years. We've got lots of names. We've got visiting. And so often, the conversation naturally just comes up, what's new? And I love just this kind of idea right here. You can use it too, because it works. To say, I've taken a new position. And it's with a company that I'm really excited about, because we've got something that's an answer to a lot of people. In fact, we've got a website. It's called everybodyneedsthis.com. And they kind of laugh and say, wow, what is that? And I just kind of talk a little bit about inflammation is the root cause of pretty much any chronic problem. And it seems like about half of the population has some type of chronic disease or problem. And inflammation is at the foundation of it. And it seems like the headwater of all inflammation is the digestive system. And in fact, leaky gut, that's what that means, is inflamed, digestive system. And we've got something that can fix that. And fix that, everything else downstream can get better. Or I talk about, type anything that you don't want that's bad into your browser, and you're going to, there's a lot of bad stuff. But anything you type in, add heavy metals on that same line on the browser, and you're going to find an alarming connection. We've got something that we've just come out with, and yet forms of it have been available for 15 years. It's proven clinically to systemically remove toxins out of the body, and a healthy, clean body can fix itself. In fact, I've got a 5-minute video with the biochemist talking about it, which take a look at. So there's just, you have that little conversation that is just so easy to share with people. And we're just looking for people that are looking for us. That's the thing I have in my mind, is my obligation is let everybody know what we got. That's all we got to do. Get really good at getting people curious enough to want to take a look at some information. And then at that point, what I do is just think, okay, my job is to get them curious. But once they look at it, at that point, it's all on them. What would they like to do with that? And along that line also, just a thought, I feel this pull that a lot of people are saying, okay, what you need to do is this, old style stuff doesn't work anymore. Getting on the phone and reaching out to your friends. What you want to do is instead of old school, since it doesn't work anyway, is get on social media and find new people. So you're not bothering your old friends and your family. They're not interested. Go do this, and it's so much easier. Well, the thing I think is really scary about this is because we're actually letting people off the hook, saying you don't have to talk to people. You can just be disconnected and build a funnel, or you can use my proven system, and you too can be a big influencer. And that, you know, you can put some stuff in there, and you can meet people on that, and I would encourage you to spend a little time, but don't get confused with activity and results. And there's a book called The Power of Who, and essentially the premise of the whole book is that all of us we have a circle of influence, and we all have a few good friends. And the idea is that you probably already know the people that you need to know to make this work. And one of my favorite stories right at the beginning of the book talks about this lady who, her aspiration was to be a pharmaceutical rep. she was having a hard time getting in there, and there's other people that want to do that too, and so she's just frustrated. And one day she's over at her mother's house, and her mother just loves playing bridge. Well, the daughter has no interest in that, and always just kind of considered that a waste of time. But the mother had all of her friends over, and they were playing bridge, and daughter walked in, and so they're introducing them to her friends, and somehow the conversation came that this girl wanted to be a pharmaceutical rep. Well, one of her mom's friends happened to be the mother of a pharmaceutical company president. And she says, I'll talk to my son. What's your name? And I'll make an appointment. Well, it just kind of goes back to that phrase that we've all heard. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And that is a powerful thing. And I would say it does matter what you know, but it really does matter who you know. And I had some personal experience with that. Valerie and I, a few years back, did some volunteer work, and our church had a really neat employment placement thing. We just, anybody that came in, it was all free, and we'd place people. But what we found is fully 80% of all jobs were never posted. They're all just done internally. And if you think back, that's probably how a lot of the jobs you got, certainly myself, is what I found was I had a friend who called and says, hey, we've got a job. Come on down, use my name. And wow, that's how I got a lot of jobs that I've done. It changed my whole life. Well, that's what happens. You can be in a corporation and there's a department, and those guys that are working within that, maybe they need another person. Well, what happens is all those people, they know people, and they'll say, hey, I know Mary. She's got all of the skills we're looking for. And knowing somebody who knows someone, that's powerful. And so think about that. And so all of us have probably gotten jobs in other places because of friends. And so it's just kind of a natural outcrop of how business works. And so when you're reaching out to people, telling them about our products, about our opportunity, doing it right, doing it the same way that it's always been done before, it's just kind of a natural thing because it's always been done that way. And I think one of the best things doing it this way is people are comfortable. People have already visited with their friends. And so I would just encourage you to kind of think about that, that you might already know the people that you need to know to really build a heck of a business. And then the next thing is in business, and this is one of my phrases that I use all the time when I'm talking to people, and it's true, is that every business loves referrals. And so when you kind of think about that, whether you're a new person, just a kid starting a babysitting business, or you're mowing lawns, or let's say you're a dentist or a plumber or any kind of business, it grows by word of mouth, or it helps by word of mouth too. If you have open up a restaurant and you don't have good service and the food's lousy, that kind of stuff travels even more than the good stuff. People say, have you tried that new place? Oh, don't go there. Oh, no matter what kind of advertising or marketing they do, people pop. And then we've all known some hole in the wall that never advertises. And it's all stuffed with people all the time because they do good and people share that. And so what you want to do is just kind of be thinking, that's how I want to work. I want to have amazing products, and I want to treat people right and not be pushy, just be comfortable. and have fun with it, and you'll get referrals, and it grows. One of my very favorite things as far as looking for leadership is I'll ask somebody, I'll say, hey, you know, if you were going to do this, you know, now that you've seen what I'm doing, if you were going to be a partner and do the same thing, if you were going to do that, of course, you need a couple of people with you. Of all the people you know, and the reason I even talk to you is because you're a nice guy and ambitious, and nothing would please me more than to have you as a partner. Well, if you were going to join me and you were going to bring on some partners, of all the people you know, who would be the one person that you really believe would be good? You would enjoy having them on your team, and you believe they could be really good in this. And I just look at them expectantly, like they're going to give me a name, and very often they do. And I'll tell you, when you ask that, whether they say, well, I can't think of anybody or whatever, you know they are. And so I might prompt them. I'll say, well, hey, you know, I know you're thinking of somebody. Just in your mind right now, just say the name of who's in your mind right now. And often they will. And then you might just comfortably say, well, tell me a little bit about them. How long have you known them? What do they do now? What's the big reason why you think they might be interested in this, or why they would be good? And just to kind of get the conversation going, and it might just open up where, hey, do you think they'd be around right now? What's the number? Let's call them. And it's really fun doing stuff like that. And if you're comfortable saying that, they'll be comfortable hearing it and responding. And just all the time, just relax, not pushy. Just having fun in the conversation. And what we persistently do, we get better at. And also, not just getting better at, but the magic of large numbers, that compounding. Remember, everything adds to or takes away. And so it's day after day after day. Follow the admonition of Robert. Give me 2 years. What would happen if you, starting right now, decide, okay, I'm going to get a trainer. I'm going to go to the gym at least 3 times a week. You might not notice anything the first week, but I guarantee you, everybody would see you in 2 years, and they would see a difference. You would look different. You would definitely perform different. It's something magic of doing something again and again and again. So anyway, those are my thoughts. So looks like we've finished up the week or the half hour or so, but. If anybody's got a question or a comment, we could talk for a moment, and hope what I said will be a benefit. Star 6, if somebody has a comment.
So, those are really great points, and I love your reminder of reading the Atomic Habit and asking for referrals. Great, thanks so much.
Oh, you're sure welcome. Let's make this a habit.
Oh, all right. I saw somebody on the weekend, and it was kind of interesting, because I brought up the concept of customers, more customers. And I said, you know, if you think about it, even Sam's Club and Walmart, as big as they are, they're still looking for more customers. And they go, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then I went right into my business. Hey, no, I'm looking for customers. They didn't even know. And that just kind of helped open their mind a little bit better to the referral idea. You know? So, anyhow, just kind of food for thought. But also, Cameron told me to tell you hi.
Well, I'll have to give him a call. Hey, in fact, does he know about the new products and everything thing?
ripped on me. Yeah, I talked to him a great deal about it. Can I put a plug in, Dave?
Okay.
The happiness brands, you know, specifically the Triad. Folks, you know, this is something that's been weighing quite heavily on my mind for quite some time. Some of you may know, very, very few do, I'm sure. But tragedy has hit our family, and it was quite a while, you know, a couple years ago. But my cousin took her life because of depression. And had we had known about the happiness brands, you know, specifically dealing with anxiety, depression, gut health, connection with that, my cousin would still be here today had we had known earlier. You know, everything happens for a reason, everything happens for a purpose, and of course, Jenna's in a better place.
But,
something big. We need to share it.
Sharing a
concept with Cameron Tabor over the weekend, good friend of Dave and I's, and they started sharing it with him. He agreed. He says, yeah, he says the suicide rate of our youth is astronomically and pitifully rising right now, and we need to do something. We need to stand up, because they're the rising generation of this nation, and if we don't help them, where are we going to be? That's two bits worth of encouragement.
Well, thank you, Shane. Yeah, we got we could really affect somebody's life. I love this. It's all upside, no downside. And this idea that we've all heard, and I love it, is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And but if you do know good stuff, if you do have valuable knowledge and valuable product that really does add value, and then just share it with love. How can I help this person? People are not going to take offense. Kind of that thing I tell people all the time. You know, just imagine you're at a restaurant and the waitress comes and says, "Would you like to look at a dessert menu?" I've never met anybody that was offended and got mad, but I've myself pretty much every time I say no, thank you, and I've never seen the waitress take on this personal rejection or start crying. They just take it very easy. I just was approached, "Would you like some dessert?" And I'd say no. If they've got the fortitude to be able to handle just a string of no's all day long, "No thank you, no thank you, would you like some coffee, no thank you," that happens all the time. They just don't take it personal. And that's what we need to learn to do too. Is we're offering a gift. We're not begging a favor, as I've heard it said. That's a powerful thing. We're offering a gift, and if they don't want the gift, that's okay. But what's really cool is maybe next time you go to the restaurant, maybe you do want some dessert. It might be a special treat or something. But just be friends with everybody. And then again, everything adds to or takes from, and what you repeatedly do is your life. So we're just a collection of our habits. So make sure they're good habits. And I'm along with Robert. Give me 2 years, and you'll be glad. So this is worthy. Don't ask. Ask it. Don't ask for it to be easy. Just ask for it to be worth it. And it is. And it's fun. And enjoy the journey each day, because it really is fun connecting with new people and talking about this. This is a fun subject. Health is on people's minds, so we got good stuff. So anyway,
before you go, one little tidbit on the dessert answer. Great dessert answer to start the conversation you want is "Would you like dessert?" Short term, yes. Long term, no, thank you.
Well, when we got invited over for dinner that Saturday night, and they said, would you like an ice cream cone? And everybody was having one, and so we got it. Donna and I thought, oh, what the heck. We each had a single scoop. And now it's time to get back on the wagon. So, all right. Well, love you guys. Thanks for your participation, and let's go do it. Remember, we got tomorrow with Tony Freeman. So take care.